All right, Robert, we've got the testimonials. We told them what we're going to do. We told them who we work with. We told them how we're going to do it. Now, about us, sounds like it's kind of a little bit redundant because we've told them a lot about us. So what comes under the About Us section?
Well, in the About Us section, you're talking a little bit about your background of you and your company. Often people will go directly to this page because what matters to some people is credentials, technical skills, education, actual experience. It's a bit like looking at a resume, but it's not in a resume format. So for some people, this is very important. However, we don't put it way up front on the website as one of the top navigation buttons. Often people do. In fact, it's not unusual to see the About Us first. And that's really backwards, because the first thing people are interested in is not about you. They're interested in what do they get and how does your service work and have you succeeded with other people. Then they'll read the About Us page. So believe it or not, your About Us page is read less than a lot of the other pages on your site. Nevertheless, you've got to have it there and have it communicate a lot of credibility. So some people have the most difficulty, believe it or not, writing this page. You know, it should be the easiest, you'd think, because I'm just talking about me and my accomplishments, but often that's when our shyness kicks in and we don't want to blow our own horn. You know, in the working with the marketing action groups, people send me their About Us page, which is essentially your bio page, your biography page. And you get some that are so flat, so boring, that you can't imagine working with this person. It starts with, you know, I went to school and I got this degree and I work for these companies. And it's just drags. It really doesn't say much. You want to have information on this page about you that, again, proves that you can get the job done, that shows that you're an interesting, dynamic person, you know, that really expresses what you're about. So the kind of things that you want on this page are, how did you get into the field of doing what you're doing? Tell a little story about that. What are your interests? Let me repeat that one. Let's put a bookmark there. So one of the first things that you can put on the About Us page is how you got into doing what you do. What interests you? What even fascinates you about your particular field? I've had people say, you know, as a child, I was really always fascinated with being organized. All my toys were organized, and all this was organized, and everyone was amazed that I did that as a child when I was only 8 years old. But I found that that skill served me really well in the business world. Because I was so organized, I was able to do this. And then after such and such, I became a professional organizer, and now I'm able to use the skills that I learned as early as when I was 8 years old. That's fun and interesting, and it shows more than just, you know, I went to organizing school and now I know how to organize. Big deal. So any kind of personal sense of why you're into doing what you're doing is very valuable. Another piece you should have are, what are some contributions that you've made to your profession, if any? Have you got any particular models or theories or approaches? Have you written articles or books? Have you been interviewed on radio or TV? If you're slightly famous, talk about that. If you're very famous, talk about that. Here's a good example. I was interviewing a client, and we were working on her About Us page, and she said, I've done various projects, including blah, 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 and creating QuickBooks and blah, 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 blah. And I said, what's this about you creating QuickBooks? Oh, it's a project that I did for Intuit. And I said, well, tell me about it. Well, they'd finished Quicken. It was selling really well, and they wanted to look at the next product, which was a business bookkeeping product for small businesses. And I was the one that came up with the idea. I'm the one that designed the interface. I'm the one that interviewed all the people. I did pretty much the whole thing. I drove the whole thing from beginning to end. I said, don't you think that deserves more than I created QuickBooks as part of another sentence?
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? Right. So if you have some real achievement, some real contribution, something that you've done, put a little paragraph about that. I mean, that is something that everyone has heard about and knows about, and if you've accomplished that, don't hide it, for goodness sake.
Well, I'd suggest, too, that the story that you just illustrated, I mean, I love the idea that you're saying, tell a story about yourself. And I would encourage people to not go by the back door. Most people, in that story you just told about the woman with QuickBooks, it takes a while to get to the QuickBooks part of it. And so maybe it starts with, I'm sitting in the meeting and they tell me that we're going to move from Quicken to QuickBooks and they need somebody to design the whole QuickBooks interface. Guess who that was?
Yeah.
Me. And then you're off and running, because so that you front load the story about yourself, about what's important. So the girl that could organized her shoes perfectly. So I said to my mommy when I was 6 years old, look at my shoes. They're not in order.
Exactly.
And so the point of this
that
is
makes that, it fun and interesting.
Exactly. And it's what speakers have learned a long time ago. I worked as a professional speaker 12 years, and what they always said is the reason professional speakers get paid is they tell good stories.
Really?
And so
really,
that's mm-hmm. really the difference between a corporate speaker and a professional speaker is the quality of the stories they tell. So when you want to tell the story about yourself, you know, start at the you know, it was a dark and stormy night. Don't start at the...
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all. Right. And, you know, you can put your education and credentials. I usually put those at the end. You know, you can say, you know, if you have 3 PhDs, you know, talk about that. If you just have a BA, maybe that isn't what you want to emphasize. But think of what some of your proudest achievements as a professional. What are some of the big things that you've accomplished for clients? What are, you know, you can't list everything, but you can talk about, in our efforts to increase productivity and performance in companies, our biggest achievement was taking a company from $100,000 a year to $10 million in 18 months. Boy, that stands out, and tell a little bit about that. Also, you can repeat a little bit of what you've talked about earlier. What's some of your philosophy and approach to working with clients? You're not outlining it quite the same way, but you might say some things that are very important to us that we don't take for granted is a very high level of service. Something that our clients always tell us is that you're the only consultant we've ever worked with that returns our call the same day. We just can't believe it. So just a little simple vignette like that from someone else's mouth, a bit like a testimonial, gives them a sense of what it's like to work with you. You don't put a bullet point list, you know, we're prompt, we're this, we're that. A little vignette is much, much more telling and much more persuasive.
And I think a little bit of this will help the people that are feeling uncomfortable about bragging themselves, is that a little self-effacing humor is that if you say, you know, I always, you know, I return calls within X. Okay, call me anal, but that's what I do.
Yeah, right.
Just that little bit disparaging comment will allow other people to realize that you can say all these wonderful things, but he's not so stuck on himself that he can't be a human being.
You want to come across as a human being, but a smart, accomplished human being, exactly. To whatever degree you can claim that. Now, one way is to, you know, basically take these guidelines, look at some samples, find sort of a sample or format that you like and emulate that format. Another good way to do it is very much like we've been talking about with testimonials, is as an interview. And you can do this two ways. You can write the interview questions and then you could just answer them either into a tape recorder or write them. Or you can actually write the interview questions and give them to someone and say, can you interview me about me? Because I'm really finding it hard to talk about, and use these as a guideline. And that, so they start with, well, how did you get into your particular business? Well, that's an interesting story, blah, 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 blah. And then you take that and you transcribe it. You should always tape it and then edit it down. And I got this idea when a few of my clients wrote about us pages that were just interviews. And they were really engaging and interesting and fun. And I say you could just leave it in there with the questions intact. It really makes it interesting. It really flows very easily. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, as they say. But you really want to accomplish a lot in the About Us page. You want to communicate your credibility, your experience, and your contributions. But the key thing is you want to come across as a real-life person that would be fun to work with, that would be good to work with, that would be professional to work with. And so you want to put some serious time and effort into doing this. The good part of the About Us page is it's probably the one that's the easiest to format. I mean, you might put a picture of yourself at the top, and then you say, you know, about Bill Metcalf or Robert Middleton, and then you have page and a half worth of information. You can still use the short paragraphs. You can bold for sentences, make sure it's easy to scan and read just like all the other pages, but you don't really have multiple sections in this. Just it gives you a good idea of what you do. Now, some people will also add click here for list of places we've spoken, click here for list of publications, and that can sort of be a branch off of the About Us page if you want to do that as well. Look, if you've written in 20 scientific publications, that's impressive. Why not give them a link and have a separate page where you have all of those things? If you've spoken to the Harvard Business Forum and the United Nations, you know, and the Commonwealth Club, that's not a bad thing to put in, but I'd probably put that into a link in a separate page, and they just link to that at the bottom.
Let me ask you something, Robert. When people are giving this About Us page, a lot of people only put in their business stuff. Some people put in personal stuff. I'm wondering what your feeling is in terms of how much might you put in there about, you know, like I'm an AYSO soccer coach. I've got a kid with autism. I've got, in other words, it's another piece of me that is kind of part of what I do and who I am, but
yes.
You know, I wonder sometimes whether that's too cute or that will be thought of badly, or
no,
what's your feeling about
personal
stuff?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think that's a good thing to put in at the bottom of your About Us page, but you really have to have good discrimination. For instance, if you know, if you walk every other week and say, you know, he enjoys walking, playing tiddlywinks, and talking to his wife, that's not very impressive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've done something impressive, if you have something that is really a passion of yours, and actually I have a story of this, I'm glad you brought it up, is a passion of yours, then I think it's okay to talk about it. So if you say something that I bring to my business and is necessary in working with clients is a lot of focus and a lot of, you know, whatever, really serious attention to such and such, something that's helped me do that is I'm a world championship hang gliding pilot. And let me tell you, if you make the wrong move in hang gliding, you're dead. And I, when I'm working with a client, I'm thinking every engagement is a bit like being out there hang gliding. You got to make the right moves, say the right things, work with them in the right way. And that served me very well. That would be interesting. And, you know, if you know, anything that you do that you're really into, that you're an expert about, of course, this, you know, you don't want to make this six pages of stuff, but a choice paragraph or two is very impressive. The fact that you have run 27 ultra marathons, or even one of my greatest accomplishments that helped me realize I could be successful at running in the Boston Marathon and completing. It certainly was difficult, but now that I look at my client projects, I just say, remember the Boston Marathon. It keeps me going. You see how you can tie it all in together and make
right,
it
right. So it's not just mentioning something; it's tying it back into something that you've done, which also I think, you know, a lot of times if I find somebody has gotten some, you know, I mean, it's what you do when you walk into somebody's office. You look at the pictures. You're looking for something
yep.
to connect to them on a personal level. And if you have something, whether it's, you know, being a soccer mom or, you know, whatever, it's something that helps people put a human face on you, and it
you know,
makes sense to me.
Putting some pictures in there underneath the bio is okay too. Now you got to be, you know, here's us at our barbecue, probably not. But you know, I found a picture that a friend of mine dug up, which was a picture of me in my office, Action Plan Marketing, circa 1986 or 87. So there's me 15 years ago. And so I took that picture and I scanned Action Plan Marketing, the early days. Just sort of, you know, there I am. I've been around for a long time. I thought it was kind of a fun thing to put in.
Yeah.
It was. And then I also have a picture of my office. Here's my picture of my office in Boulder Creek, just to have the sense of where I am and where I do business from. Now, here's the other fun little thing. You know, people that know me know I'm a fanatical jazz fan. I'm really, really into it. I tell people, you know, I spend all my money on CDs, and what I have left goes to my mortgage and food. You know, it's pretty serious. So, you know, someone the other day said, you know, I knew I was a jazz fan. He says, you know, I don't know how to get started in jazz. What do you recommend? I spent half an hour sending him an email of here's the jazz CDs you should start with. I mean, I'm hopeless. So I put a little thing at the bottom of my page, of my About Us page, that says, are you really into jazz? If you happen to be interested, click here for my favorite jazz albums. It's kind of unobtrusive, but you click on it, and then I have a big long list of here's what I think are some of the very best jazz albums, and here are the best, and here's why, etc. And I've had people go to that page and say, Robert, the reason I work with you is I looked at your jazz page, I saw you had very good taste in jazz. Anyone who's that good taste in jazz is probably a pretty good coach, so I hired you. So, and, you know, I made friends with this guy. He was a good client of mine. I just got an email from him yesterday. Today. I'm not kidding, because I'm going to New York, and he says, why don't we go out and catch some jazz together? So it's great if you have that personal connection with clients and that connection to jazz. Now, some people, what does jazz have to do with it, you know? If anyone says, well, if anyone's into jazz, I don't want to work with them, well, guess what? I don't want to work with them either. I'm not saying, by the way, that you have to be a jazz fan to work with me, but you get the idea?
Right.
So I'm
right.
putting myself out there. It's sort of an important part. And, you know, I believe all consultants or coaches should get into jazz. It's a good thing for you. But we won't go into that. We're getting near the end here, Bill. So the basic action plan is read the outline in the PDF for the toolkit, look at the sample sites, start writing, get interviewed, do whatever you need to write something. And once you've got at least a good first draft, then you go to the next section. And this is a very simple section, and I'm going to give you some very valuable insight about this. It's called the Contact Us page.